Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Stephanie Winston is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Stephanie is a good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Organized for Success. She is one of the world's top organization experts, and she's been with us many times before. And also her other books, by the way, are The Organized Executive and others. And many of you have seen her work across cyberspace, where she talks about getting and staying organized. And she's our good friend, Stephanie Winston. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you.
Can we
and
still say that at the end of January?
Well, you know, it's a little late, you know, and I know that for most people their New Year's resolutions are nothing but a fond memory. But you know what?
I haven't heard anybody – wait a minute, Stephanie. Yeah. I haven't heard anybody talk about resolutions. I mean, I think people are so shell-shocked about what's been going on. I haven't heard – you're the first person who's used that word this month.
You mean even since January 1st, you mean?
Resolutions. I haven't even talked about resolutions.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think psychologically that, you know, at the beginning of the year and you know, hey, listen, we're not going to change the world, right? But there are things about our own lives, our own business life, our personal life, that, you know, it really is a refreshing time of year. And yet, I'll tell you what the big error is that most people make. They make this grandiose resolution. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to exercise.
Yeah.
I'm going to get organized. And then, because it's so big and so overwhelming, about 3 days later, you know, you know, forget
right.
the whole thing.
You
know,
well, you got to break these things into bite sizes, don't you?
Well, that's exactly it. And so here's my suggestions. And it's not a bad idea. It's still January, so it's still, you know, still pretty much the new year. Go back to, let's say, one of those resolutions, and let's stick with getting organized because it's, you know, what I know, but it would apply to anything that you know, big goal that you have. And you say to yourself, you know what? It's making a list, and now go back to Christmas, it's making a list and checking it twice.
Yeah.
Create in your mind, in other words, put a picture frame around your tasks so that you can say, I'm done, you know. And let's say with getting organized, your desk, it might be 400 mm-hmm. unopened messages on your computer, or it might be, you know, your desk is covered with 6 inches of clutter and debris, clutter being the enemy here. So what you'd say is, you know what, I want to organize the lower left corner of my desk. And you don't say I'm going to organize my whole filing system, everything.
Right.
Just that one limited task, you know, create a list of maybe no more than four or five specific items, and then not every day because time won't always permit it, but let's say twice a week, three times a week, sit down and apply no more than 15 minutes to that particular task. Stay with that first task until you get it accomplished. In terms of organizing your desk, I recommend what I call the trap system, toss, refer, act, and file, making mm-hmm. those decisions. It applies to email and paper. And then when you get that corner of the desk clear, you might then your next task will be another corner of the desk. And if you can get in maybe five tasks over a month of those 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
more is better, but, you know, don't overload the circuits, then I think you'll be really surprised at how much you can actually accomplish.
Do you think that and I agree with you, and you know, something, one of the things you can do is mm-hmm. is you can come in a little bit early, stay just a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I think that trying to get organized
mm-hmm.
during a period of time when you're trying to when you're supposed to be doing your work, I think that's a mistake. I think getting organized, moving things around, throwing things away, I found that doesn't work if it's mm-hmm. during regular business hours. I almost need to do it on a weekend or stay a little bit later at work or something like that. What do you think about that?
Well, you know what? I think there's a range of options, and I think that depends on the individual, because a lot of people are exactly as you say. If they've got phones ringing and people dropping in, they
yeah.
just can't concentrate. Whereas I've had other people use very effectively what I call the sandwich technique. In other words, creating layers. So let's say you're, you know, during the working day, and, you know, let's say say you've on a phone call, you've been checking
my
your email.
My desk looks like a Dagwood Bumpstead sandwich.
Well, exactly. And then, so that's a layer of the sandwich. You know, the email's a layer of the sandwich, the phone call's a layer of the sandwich. And then, hey, 10 minutes on my organizing project. That's a layer of the sandwich. And just fit it in as just part of your normal routine. In fact, I do recommend, even at the office, you know, for this particular type of task, take in a kitchen timer. So that, you know,
a
you can set that 10 minutes. Or, you know, on your watch or computer, but something that's going to ring. And so that you'll know, and this is why I put a frame around it. So you'll know, you can say, okay, I am done with this particular task for the moment, and I can move on to the next thing. And then you don't feel so caught, you know, like in tendrils and vines. Oh, my gosh, I'll never get it done.
Do you think there's a lot of anxiety in the marketplace right now, Stephanie.
Oh, tell me,
Do you think, and I've never seen so much of it, and I've never seen it so far-reaching and so pervasive. Do you think that that's the enemy of organization?
Well, you know, I think fear is, and I think you're right. And, you know, that's a really interesting point you make, Jim, because this whole huge thing with the market, which we're really suffering from in New York because of the, you know, loss of financial jobs, that, but, you know, that pervasive fear is something most of us can do absolutely nothing about.
It locks us up, doesn't it?
It really is, and you know, and that's why, again, I think organizing, just this day-to-day thing we're talking about, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, is so important. Because you know what? There is always a corner of the world that we can manage, that we're not totally the victim of fate, and that I think when there's... you grasp hold of a little bit of the world and you organize that corner of your desk or you take care of some backed up emails, then I think you begin to have a little bit of a sigh of relief and say, you know, I feel like a victim now. I feel like I don't know what's going to happen in the world, and indeed we don't, but there's a little bit of our lives that we can control.
So you're saying,
You're
saying that one of the ways to maybe claim a little bit of certainty in your life is through your own organization. Say, you know what, I don't know about anything else, but I've got control of this little a tenth of an acre of my life or whatever.
You know, I think that's so well put. I exactly think that's it. And because especially when the times seem to be going so, you know, so topsy-turvy as they are right now, that the feeling that the world is going out of control, you know, people are fearful, even beyond the practical fear, you know, of, oh, my gosh, what's going to... I absolutely believe that. That's a lovely way of putting it, that to claim that little one-tenth of an acre of your own life restores that balance of realizing...
Let's give that a try, folks, see if that scratches the itches a little bit. And what we might find is there's an opportunity that was buried that you forgot about somewhere under all that mess. I think on my desk it's between the cheese and the lettuce. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stephanie Winston is our guest. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. It's pretty organized. I think Stephanie would be kind of proud of our website. It's very organized. In fact, you can navigate your little self all around our site very easily, and you can find my blog there. You can find our newsletter there. I hope you'll subscribe to that because we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can find my knowledge base there. Lots and lots of information in the form of archives of past interviews arranged in categories. Whatever's on your mind, the Brain Trust are there categorized the same way. Also, articles, thousands of those that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. Lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. No cost. No charge at all. No barrier to entry. Just show up and we'll let you use our stuff. Stephanie is our guest, and Stephanie Winston, as I said, she's the author of Organized for Success. And Stephanie, what's your website, please?
Well, actually, just Google me, and you will see lots and lots and lots of stuff.
All right.
And, you know, that actually part of articles and that sort of thing, and
so
lots
check
of information
that out.
There.
Stephanie with an I-E, Winston, W-I-N-S-T-O-N, so check that out. Stephanie, what are some other areas that we can that you can help us with to be organized? I used to make my living in a car. Years ago, I worked for Xerox, and my office was my automobile. And then later, when I started my consulting company back in 89, mm-hmm. for a few years, I spent most of my time, I had a home office, and so I spent most of my time there or in my clients' offices.
Yeah.
And I had to spend a lot of time in my car. And so I really had to learn how to get organized, even though I'm not by nature an organized person.
Well, Jim,
because otherwise I would have failed.
Well, that's the thing, and sometimes necessity, and I've seen executives do exactly that, that they're not personally, quote-unquote, naturally organized, but they understand that to be able to put their hands on what they need when they need it is a key to success. And it's interesting that you mentioned about the car, because I've just been thinking about that and realizing, as you say, that it's a different mindset. If you think of your car as just a vehicle, you know, covered with old, used coffee cups and sugar packets and you know, lettuce, as you mentioned before, then, of course, your office is not enhancing, or your car, rather, is not enhancing your success. But if you rethink it and you kind of, like a movie, unroll it as a movie in your mm-hmm. mind, say, okay, when I get in the car in the morning and I'm going to visit clients and stuff, what do I need to be able to hand out to them? Do I need sales packets? So make sure that whatever sales packets you have or whatever materials you need to hand out are in the other car seat, in the passenger seat, mm-hmm. so you don't have to start scrambling and looking and going to the trunk of the car and all this.
Well, you know what? That trunk thing, though, is pretty handy. Let me tell you what I did. I had a little filing box.
Yeah.
It looked like a file drawer, except mm-hmm. it was not that long, mm-hmm. and it had little hangers on it. I could go to the office store and buy them, mm-hmm. and it was probably, I don't know, it was probably 16 inches by 12 inches or something like that, maybe 18 inches by 12.
Yeah.
And it had these filing hangers, and I would put the brochures in mm-hmm. that I was going to need for a month in there. Mm-hmm. I'd put I had two or three different kinds of contracts, mm-hmm. and I put that in there, and so whenever I'd get out to go to a prospect's office mm-hmm. or a customer's office, mm-hmm. I would pop the trunk mm-hmm. and pull those things out of that file drawer and put mm-hmm. them in my briefcase and take it in.
Well, you know, I would make a distinction.
For Jim Blassingame, that was incredibly organized.
I would put it, and I think it's a great idea. And I would do two things exactly: what you need in the trunk to be able to go to, and then what you're going to need right that minute. There's little carriers that you can get at your local stationery store, so that you can just have them right then and there. You know, just what you'll need for the trunk for what you need for the month, the passenger seat what you need for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll find it really, really handy. And I think you keep saying, Jim, you're not organized, and yet you keep coming up with all these great ideas.
Well, you know, like I said, you know, it's out of necessity. But, you know, another thing I'd like to remind people about, if they haven't been doing this lately, they don't know how to do it. Surely people do by now, but I'm afraid some people don't, is getting your email organized and putting those things in, putting mail that you've gotten in into some kind of a file. Mm-hmm. What do you call them? Not stationary. What's the term? Mailbox.
Mailbox, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And folders. Yeah,
and
right.
folders. Mm-hmm. Yeah, folders, yeah. And mailboxes. That's what they call them. I just use them. I don't know what they call them. Anyway, I've got email. I see, I'm a pack rat, as you know.
Yeah.
And I've got email that were sent to me over 10 years ago. I still have mm-hmm. those.
Well, as long as you can use them, I think that's fine. And here's the analogy between email and your desk, as long as it's not gumming up the works.
No, I mean, they're in a folder somewhere. They're in a mailbox somewhere. But you'd be amazed how many times I've been able to go back and sort them by the person or the topic or whatever mm-hmm. and find something. And it's amazing. Sometimes some of these things are legal reasons to keep some of these things.
Yeah, absolutely. And filing is filing, whether it's email or paper.
Yeah.
That's a great suggestion. Yeah.
Learning how to get organized in my email has uh-huh. helped me to be much more organized.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know. I agree. And I think a lot of people don't realize it because they can retrieve a specific email by keyword. They don't mm-hmm. realize how extremely important it is to think of filing your email very much the same way you file your paper so you can retrieve it.
Stephanie, you've done a great job helping us today get organized. I feel so much better. And we didn't create any new resolutions, which I think people appreciate probably.
Well, we got the old resolutions. That's
there you go. Hey, thanks, Stephanie, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Stephanie Weston, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Quick break. Right back with our good buddy Bob Cuska after these messages. Stay with us.
On the roof is peace.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.